Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 21, 2022. Crying is the manifestation of egoism. Question: crying is one of manifestations of our egoism, its powerlessness to possess something, as well as sympathy for someone. Do you think a person can cry only for himself? Can he cry for others? Answer: no, no way. Only if he imagines himself in their place or understands that this applies to him. In general, he cannot cry for others in any way. He always has personal experience. And if his own experience is so close to him that he cannot restrain himself and express his emotions, then he cries. Crying means the inability to react correctly. Question: as far as I understand, it can even be checked. Let's say there are a huge number of people who die every moment, something happens to them, but our egoism practically does not react to it in any way. However, if someone close to my egoism dies, then it is clear that I react. Can I check it this way? Answer: of course. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, November 6, 2022. Remaining silent is always better. Question: are the people who remain silent all their lives? Answer: there are such people. In principle, this is not bad at all because we have nothing to talk about. If we do not talk, but instead think, then we begin to understand that we can settle everything perfectly without talking. Question: are you in favor of the world without talking? Would it be nice if people did not talk? Answer: of course. But not totally, not every single conversation. We communicate with our children, wives, neighbors, colleagues at work, and so on. In principle, if we could clearly limit empty conversations between us, it would be good. Question: which is preferable, to tell the truth to a person's face or to remain silent? Answer: it is always better to remain silent. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, October 23, 2022. What can a person attain? It is known that there is no thought or perception whatsoever in his self, and there is no name or appellation in him. Anything that we do not attain, how can we define it by a name? Baal HaSulam, The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 1, Restriction and Line, Inner Observation, Chapter 1, Item 5. We cannot attain the essence of the Creator because we have no feelings for this and no what is called kelim, vessels. We can only somehow come closer to or more distant from his desires and his qualities, and thus feel and define him, but not his essence. The essence is his original form, which is absolutely unattainable by us. Question: can we say that the essence is his thought, his plan? Answer: it is more than thought, it is him. Baal HaSulam revealed that we cannot comprehend the essence of the Creator, which is a very big, high attainment. Question: why would the Creator show us something that we cannot attain? Answer: because this also is an attainment. That is, I understand that I do not attain him. It is an indication not only about the limits of my attainment, but also about what I have achieved. According to Kabbalah, we can attain the relation of the Creator to the created beings, but not the Creator in relation to himself or to other objects in the universe. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, October 30, 2022. Silence at Kabbalistic Meals. Question: silence is often used at Kabbalistic meals. How is it different from the usual meditation that is popular today all over the world? Answer: we are still talking, but we are talking non-verbally, not opening the mouth. It is like we are talking with one another, objecting, agreeing, arguing, or discussing. This is all occurring without letting anything out from ourselves. meaning that you are not simply imagining some white light, narrowing down your worldview, or concentrating on some point, but rather you are having a normal conversation, only internally. It does have an influence. This influence of one upon another gradually manifests somewhere. Question: what is the benefit of this? Answer: this is a method where you do not interfere with anyone and others seemingly do not interfere with you. You can speak with any speed and say anything you wish, and later on you begin to understand the results of such conversations. I support this kind of interaction between people. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, October 23, 2022. Toward an era of prosperity. We need to set an example for the whole world of what we achieve if we use the knowledge of Kabbalah to unite, not even the masses, but several tens of thousands of people. How much better, more airy, and more spiritual they will begin to feel. What good interactions will develop between them. As the safety and cleanliness in their areas where they live will increase, there will be fewer diseases and fewer problems with children. Even the money they have will suddenly be enough for everything. A person, without changing anything, will stop experiencing any problems. The upper light that manifests between us will begin to somehow average everything and pacify. And people will agree with this and be happy with it. They will stop being ill, they will start smiling. This is how Balhasulam describes the future society in his article Concealment and Disclosure of the Face of the Creator. We can come to this. Can't we make people happy? I would give everything I know and understand for this. Today, for most countries, this would be a method of salvation. And tomorrow it will be the same for the whole world. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. To Ways of Development of Humanity, October 19, 2013. What needs to be done so a child will not kill cats? Comment: Irina writes to you, I am horrified by what has happened. My son was present when his friends killed a stray cat with stones, and then hanged it. My son is 12 years old. I shouted at him so that the neighbors came running. And suddenly I realized with horror that he couldn't hear me and didn't understand why I was yelling at him like that. Well, big deal, a cat, it's nobody's. It was begging for food around here, was his answer. I've been living with this for a month now and I don't know what to do or how to communicate with him. Why is there such cruelty in him, in all of them? My response: you have raised a good son. Question: so you blame her? Answer: of course, it's her fault, but who else? As long as it didn't concern her, everything was fine. And now, when she saw it for the first time, it hurt her. Comment: but still, it's not so much the parents as the environment. My response: it doesn't matter. Anyway, the demand is from the parents. If parents ask themselves harshly what is happening to their children, then this will not happen. This means that there is such a situation at home. Precisely at home, the situation is like that. It's in the air. About the fact that you can kill an animal or even a stranger, some homeless person, and then others in general. Also on TV someone kills. Comment: and these games are computer games, and that's it. My response: check what your son feeds on. Question: and if, for example, parents see that those with whom the child communicates are in a bad environment, they have to force him out of there? Answer: they should keep him out and stuff him with other values. This should be done beautifully. Through good films, literature, and so on, but so that he would be interested. Comment: what a burden on parents after all. My response: I also grew up in an environment where around me boys of the same age as me were then in prison. Such were the problems. Comment: yards. My response: yes. Question: and your parents didn't let you out? Answer: number question, What is the advice to parents if they see that the child is heading downward? What advice would they give to them if he fell into some kind of bad company? Answer: isolate. And give anything but bad company? My father took me to see good films about all sorts of musicians. He himself was a very big fan of cinema. Comment, meaning, he understood that it was necessary to surround you with this. My response: yes. I believe that this must necessarily be done. Comment, in general, the view today is that I put the child in front of the computer or the TV, just so he will be silent. My response: there is no such thing. It depends on the internal situation in the house. The child feels very much what is important to parents and what is not, what they welcome, what they prefer, respect. Question: so, in principle, you are talking about another school, the school of parenting? Answer: of course. The only way is to educate parents and for parents to create such an environment at home in which the child can breathe the right air. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 7, 2022. The moment of supreme truth. Comment: let's say you tell a student, do this, and then literally after a short period of time you say, what are you doing? Your actions contradict each other. Answer: it seems that way to you, it is just how you hear it. I don't say opposite things, but you perceive the opposite. For me it is the same. There is a very precise example in the Torah when the Creator promises Abraham, I will make your son the foundation of all spiritual generations on earth. And 5 minutes later he says, sacrifice him. How can we compare these two events and say that they are the same thing? Question: then how can I listen to you in this case? Answer: precisely like this, the way Abraham listened. Only he had the opportunity to rise above these two events, not with his earthly mind, but rather with his spiritual mind, with faith above reason, meaning, in the quality of bestowal, to see that it is the same thing. Therefore it is not necessary to say that the teacher is wrong. After all, at the same time, you cut yourself off from the opportunity to rise to a new degree of reason where opposites come together and do not destroy or annul each other. This is the moment of the highest truth, which we cannot rise to with our human brains. But this is exactly the point through which you can pass, like through a wall. It will suddenly part, and you will pass. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Confidentially October 12, 2013.